Well, speaking of kids, I've got some fourth and fifth graders, mostly fifth graders, here today that all participate in Brashear Association's programming up in the Hilltop neighborhoods. And I can't wait to meet everybody. And I'm going to ask you first just to introduce yourself, let folks know how old you are, what grade you're in, and if you have any shout-outs that you'd like to give to anybody who might be listening, this is the time to do it. And we'll start with you, Raymere. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Raymere. I'm 11 years old.
What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade. I go to Grandview Elementary. And, yeah.
Any shout-outs to folks who might be listening, either now or later?
No.
Okay, who's in your family?
I got my brother over here, my grandma, my great-grandma, actually, my great-granddad, my granddad, and my aunt, and, yeah, my mom, my dad, and stuff like that.
Excellent. Thanks, Framier. Let's meet your brother. Hi.
Hello, my name is Jamer Bondrich Begang. I'm 12 years old. I go to Grandview Elementary. I'm in fifth grade.
Any shout-outs for you?
Maybe not.
Nice to meet you. Are you both in fifth grade? Well, it's great to have you there. Let's move that red microphone in front of you. And we're about to meet who?
Hi, I'm Hezekiah. I am 11. I'm in fifth grade at Grandview Elementary School. And
any shout-outs to anybody? Anybody in your family you want to mention? Or
no. Not right now, no.
Cool. Let's meet who's sitting right next to you on your left. Hello, what's your name? Come a little closer.
CJ.
CJ, everyone knows how to use microphones and do a really good job at it. CJ, how old are you and where do you go to school?
10.
You're 10?
Grandview.
Grandview. And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Do you want to say hello to any family members?
Hello.
Hello. And then let's see who's next to you. Finally, we have Shane.
Hello, I'm Shane. I am 11 years old. And I am in the fifth grade at Grandview Elementary. And I want to say hi and shout out my mom, my brother, and my uncle for taking good care of me. Because, yeah.
Excellent. You guys are a lot of fun. Now, over the past few weeks, you've been working with Tad Whistle and Chad Green of our staff doing some interviews. And I would love to learn what you've learned and what you've done. So who can tell me a bit about your project? I'll let you start and then you guys can all jump in. So Raymere, what have you been up to?
So we've been interviewing police officers, learning more about it and, you know, learning more about what police officers are under the suit. They're just humans and stuff. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to be one.
Who can tell me more about that?
So I'm pretty sure every single person interviewed two people, two police officers. The one that I interviewed was Officer Shelton and Officer Christine Luffy. So I'm gonna tell you about one thing from everybody that I remember. I remember that Officer Shelton. When I asked him what was the meaningful case you just worked on, he said about saving a girl from getting kidnapped. If he wasn't there at the right time, the girl wouldn't have been lost. And with Officer Christine Luffy, I remember I asked the same question, and she said she just saved a dog from starvation and getting like fought because there's this person that thought she was a fighter dog, but she wasn't. and the person was starving her to death until she learned how to fight.
Those are great questions that you asked to learn more about those officers. Did you want to add something, Damar? Tell me, it's Damir. Jamir.
Yeah,
okay,
Jamir.
Sorry, I'm reading this from far away. Jamir, sorry.
Okay. So when me, CJ, and some other kids were interviewing, I can't remember his name, but I can't remember. So the one officer, he said that he had that officers had to go to officer academy and do a lot of push-ups and a lot of things. He had to be really smart too. Stuff, you can't use all your brawn. You gotta be smart too.
So you have to be fit enough to chase people or to have a lot of stamina, but you also got to be able to use your head too in situations. That's good advice to pretty much anybody, I would think, for any job you'd do. What were you gonna add to it?
Oh,
did you have something, CJ?
Yeah, Officer Sheldon had to get pepper sprayed in his eyes.
Who had pepper spray? Some
Officer Sheldon.
Oh, Officer Sheldon. So he had an experience where somebody sprayed him.
Yeah.
I see Shane shaking his head. What was that?
So police officers, they have to get pepper sprayed in like a little little simulation.
Yes.
Like a police officer sprays them, and then they dip their head in water, and they have to like run and shoot like targets. So if someone does pepper spray them, they know how to do all that stuff. And Christine Luffy said the same thing.
CJ, I'm glad you brought that up. So, in other words, the officer has to be sure that he or she can know what to do if somebody were to pepper spray them. If somebody in the community pepper sprayed them, either on purpose or by accident, they need to know how to recover. What else can you tell me about the people you interviewed with? Jamir?
So the officer, me and CJ, interviewed, he said, CJ asked, I think, I'm not sure, one kid said, what happened to you? Left or right, and then he said that when he was trying to get his kid out of the car seat, he accidentally his foot was stuck, so he was pulling like too hard to get off, and then accidentally got smacked in the eye by his foot. Like,
oh, so he had like a bruise on his eye.
Yeah.
Oh, that would hurt. So it's easy to make a mistake like that.
Yeah, it must have hurt.
What I like to add is, like when you're a police officer, when you're in the academy, you have to be going through these tests, and one of the tests is where you have to see unlife bodies, dead bodies, so you know how it is like when you, like when you get on the street, so you're not like surprised or anything.
Yeah, better to find out whether you can handle that early rather than to have it happen in real life, I guess, right? That would be scary, I think. Any other things you learned when you were talking to the police officers? I have some more questions to ask you, but I'm just curious what comes to mind on your own.
Yeah, the officer, me and Ramir were interviewing. He said he had to go to see a morgue for dead bodies. He said it was real heartbreaking that he had to see the dead bodies. And that's it.
Yeah, it would be terrible.
And I remember, I remember that, Officer Shelton, he said, I asked him, what do you think about the Antoine Rose case?
Mm-hmm.
And I said the same thing to Christine, Officer Christine Luffy. They both said the same thing, that they both said that it doesn't matter if it and they both said that they weren't Officer Roosevelt, I think the shooter was, They both said that what I just said, yeah, and that they don't know what was going on at in Officer Roosevelt's head at that time.
And his head officer, Rossfeld, in East Pittsburgh, which is a different city, but they said they didn't know exactly what was going on inside of his head. That was a very bold question to ask, because it's horrible what happened to Antoine, who's not much older than you guys. Were you going to add something?
I was going to ask if the officer you say you did you ask him any questions about like any other cases like kidnaps or bar fights chase scenes.
I asked him when the recent case, he said kidnapping, and then I asked him about the Anton Rose case. But with Christine Luffy, I'm pretty sure it was my friend David. He said that he asked Christine Luffy how many times she pulled her gun on someone or even shoot it. And she only said 2 times.
Wow.
She only had to shoot her gun 2 times, but she had to pull her gun more than once. More than 2 times.
Definitely. Interesting.
That'd be rough.
I know I asked one of the officers that I interviewed. His name is Officer Andre, I forgot the rest. And he said when he said, or it was the other officer I interviewed, Officer Cannon, one of them said that they had to use their taser on someone because they threatened to go get their gun and go get their dog to go chase them.
Mm.
So they had to use their taser to stop the person from letting out the dog or getting his gun. And, you know,
I asked the same officer the same question. I was like, the question I asked is, what does officers have in their regular life? Like, if they have any things to do? Because you know how sometimes when people think that police officers just think when they put their vest on, they think people think that they can do whatever they want. But Christine Luffy said the reason that, like, so she said that she has a daughter and she's like a regular person. And the one thing that really made me kind of cry with Christine Luffy is that she says even though that when she gets shot or something, she has to persevere and not die because she has a daughter at home that she has to get back to and see what was wrong at school or whatever. And with Officer Shelton, he said that he like has a regular life. He has a wife, and he has to go to shops, item shops, anything that a regular human would do.
Yeah.
So that's something I wanted to ask all of you a little bit about is how did your thoughts about the police maybe change from before you interviewed them and after? Why don't we have, do you want to go first, Jamie?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to, please. So, wait, what was the question?
Well,
again?
Just how your opinions, how your thoughts maybe changed from before you interviewed the police officers to afterwards.
Well, my opinion was before I was talking to the officers was I thought like some officers like kind of some like 50% of them or higher, thought some were just like kind of mean and cruel sometimes, and just she would be like, like give, like it's kind of hard to say.
Well, the had you ever met a cop before? Probably not like this, right? This
yeah.
was deeper. So maybe you thought that cops were a little simpler. You know, some are mean, some are yeah. nice, and it sounds like you got to get to know them as people a little bit better. Shane, you were going to say something.
Yes. So, like, before I did interviewing, I thought that police officers were, like, just complete meanies. Because, like, every time that I walk from school, there's, like, a police station right where I walk from home. And every time I try to say hi to a police officer, sometimes they just walk past me. I'm like, wow, that was just mean. But sometimes, like, so I see Christine Luffy every single time I walk to school. I always say hi to her. She always says hi to back. And that's when I, like, that was my, that was this year, actually, when I started seeing Christine Luffy. And I said hi. She was like, hi, what's your name? I was like, Shane. So all of a sudden, every time I see her, when I'm walking from school, I say hi. And that made my brain get more used to cops, because now that people know, how should I say this? That I know that there's some good cops in the world, I am more motivated to be one, because I'm pretty sure that there's not that many cops that is like Christine Luffy or Officer Shelton. Or that, anybody that interviewed.
So it sounds like they inspired you. So we heard from Jamier and Shane. It looks like you really wanted to add something, CJ.
It's some mean cops in the world and some good cops. Because mean cops just shoot their gun for no reason. And good cops shoot their gun for a reason. And tase somebody and put them in jail for a reason.
So, you know, just like people are all different and are complicated, the same is true with police officers. It sounds like you learned that, Ramir.
So before we started interviewing police officers, I just thought they were greedy pigs. You know, people calling them pigs and stuff, wanting one thing in life, money. And the right to use their gun for no reason. And I know there's some racist cops, there's some bad cops in the world, there's some good cops. But now, ever since we interviewed them, I know cops are people just like us. They have wife and kids and family to get back to. They aren't just, they aren't above the law. All they do is try to enforce the law.
That's well said. I want to hear from Hezekiah, who hasn't had a chance to say anything on this topic. What are you thinking, Hez?
So when we first were about to interview the cops, I always thought that cops were just snitches and put people in jail for no reason sometimes. And then when I first interviewed Andre Wright, the first cop that we interviewed, and I actually realized that they have reasons to do things, and yeah, that's it.
That's a good thought. We just have a few minutes, so we'll get a few additional comments. Shane?
So the thing that I did not know about cops is that you know how sometimes they're like these little rumors mm-hmm. that cops just put their sirens on just to get donuts. But I asked that question to both the officers, and they're like, no, but some cops do that they know of. And when they have to get the dog, they have to because it's their purpose. And remember that dog that I said that Christine Luffy had?
Yes.
She has that dog now.
Oh, she adopted the dog that she rescued.
Mm-hmm. Because she didn't want that dog to, like, the dog already knew her because she saved the dog. So the dog, she didn't want the dog to be nowhere else but in her hands because you don't know, but some people were just like those, that one person that was trying to make their dog fight, but Christine Luffy does not do that. She's a good person. She's a caring person.
But we're just about, we just have about another minute. Go ahead.
So what I want to say is, you know, officers have body cameras on. They have those on to like if when they have to, chase someone, they tap on their body camera just so, you know, people can get what actually happened and stuff like that.
Helps to keep you accountable. Okay, you both have your hands up. I don't want to give anybody a missed opportunity. So, Jamir, you go ahead, and then we'll talk with CJ, and then we're going to close up.
Okay, yeah, I wanted, and cops, I thought, I was going to ask when I was interviewing the officer, I was going to ask him a question. I was going to ask him if do cops like in the movies like do either like donuts or like slide under like the hooves, like
it's a good question.
Like sliding like
what like was that. The answer?
Well, I didn't ask him because it kind of sounds silly.
That's an intro. They probably don't. Maybe. What were you thinking, CJ? Come a little closer.
Officer Luffy is a dog lover, so that's why she adopted dogs and stuff.
Well, I want to congratulate all of you for doing something really great. Do you know the interviews you made? Other kids are going to get to hear them. So the work that you did is going to end up getting shared with other people, plus we'll play them on the radio. So all of that work is going to go to help other people learn what you were able to do. So congratulations on all your work. And thanks to Brashear Association. Thanks, everybody, for being here today.
Yay.
And that's Shane, Raymir, Jamir, and also we had CJ and Hezekiah.